Welcome to Not Terrible with your hosts, Jess Hooker and Mary Graham. Jess is a part-time vegan yogi. You can find her on her motorcycle, usually heading to therapy. Mary is a writer and Jesus follower. She loves camping almost as much as cheeseburgers. The Not Terrible podcast is two childhood friends who have been through the ringer, learned some tough lessons, and kept going. Jess and Mary share stories, advice, and lessons on each episode. They try to find humor in the chaos and learn from their mistakes in an attempt to feel less alone as they navigate life's journey.
I don't know if that was Star Wars or the wedding march or a graduation song.
What we're saying is this is a big event.
It's season six. Is it season six?
It is.
Season six. That sounds like, I think I said this when we started season five, but like this is like first grade. Like starting school.
We're almost adults.
Yeah.
Is this the longest you've ever done like a consistent thing?
Creative,
just for fun thing?
Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, definitely a podcast.
What?
Well, I did a podcast. I did other podcasts. Mm-hmm. And this is probably, just did them, we didn't do seasons. Like, we just kept doing them. So I don't know how many episodes.
You did them for a long time, though.
Yeah, like 80 episodes, maybe?
I think there's like over 100.
Are there really?
I think there's a lot.
I had no idea. No, but there's another one, and that one might be coming back to life, so I don't know.
The one with your offspring?
No.
Oh.
No, the one that's associated with the big show.
Mm-hmm.
That one might be coming back.
Ooh. Do you want to tell us any more about that?
No, because I've heard this before, so I don't know if it really will. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. So now we're season six.
Yeah.
Of the Not Terrible podcast. Welcome back. How was your summer?
It was good.
It was good?
Just real quick, 99 episodes.
No! Maybe that would be a really, really fun thing to do. Come back and do a 100th episode.
Yeah.
People ask about it all the time.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. You start a podcast. Maybe I'll listen to it. Just kidding.
That was a little snarky.
A little bit.
No, summer was good. My summer was good. How was yours?
It was okay. It was a different summer because I've always been stay-at-home mom all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And still that kind of. My schedule just always allowed me to be home and wake up with the kids every day and do that. And now I have a different custody schedule. And so there would be like 5-day stints without the kids in the summer, and it just feels really quiet and lonely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
So what'd you do?
I floated around in my pool by myself and did so much Sudoku.
We went. When was it? In July or in June? Mm-hmm. When we went on our girls' weekend. To the lake,
yeah.
You brought your Sudoku book.
I did,
and we were all just driving in the minivan down there, and Jess just whips out her grandma crossword puzzle and is doing it while we drive.
And then after we spent all day on the boat, we were sitting there, and like everybody was taking turns, like taking showers in the RV and doing, and I was just sitting there listening to conversations. Had
your giant pencil out with the eraser, erasing stuff, filling in fours and sevens.
Yep. It was, yeah. So that's mostly, I do a little, but I've got Addie doing it too. And like, she knows a little bit. So mm-hmm. she lays in bed and we do one Sudoku before bed every night. And she kind of knows a little bit enough to be helpful. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. Yeah.
So the answer to how was your summer is Sudoku.
Yes, that's pretty much, that's it. And not to jump right into it, but I'm going to. This is the first summer that I haven't drank probably in my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of firsts. There was a first birthday with alcohol and 4th of July and that kind of stuff. So that was, and a lot of alone time doing that. So that was, it wasn't easy.
Lots of big
Yeah, lots stuff. Of big things.
Mm-hmm.
Today is 85 days, so that's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, my brother lives with me and his daughter comes and visits from out of state. That's been a new schedule thing here at our house. And last week she went back to her house and my kids went back to their dad's house and it was a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked. So
lots of leaving at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just, our house is so full of life and then it's just me and my brother being sober. That's it. Yeah. So yeah, it's okay though. Just different.
Yeah. What's the best thing about being sober? I mean, I'm sure there's lots, but like
I think
for
that's
you,
another episode. That's
like,
whole
what
episode.
Is the, like, what's the best thing right now?
No hangovers is really nice, but I think I've kind of become a baby in that whenever there is any slight like discomfort, like a headache or stomach pain, or like I ate something and I kind of feel nauseous or I get a little bit hungry, like that's how I felt all the time before, and now it's just like I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't feel I should probably lay down. Like, but I was
irritable.
Yeah, I was living life just feeling like crap all the time, and so now if there's just like the slightest like interruption, I'm just like, well, the day is over. It's over, you know. So I'm just a little sensitive. I'm just a little bit sensitive.
That'll leave eventually.
Yeah, it will. It will. But it's kind of funny to be so aware of your body and like, oh, wow, like this isn't, you're not supposed to feel like crap all the time. It's just drinking alcohol has so little to do with being drunk. Like, I know that sounds silly, but like, average normal people who can have alcohol and have a buzz and enjoy the buzz that comes with it for, you know, an evening or an afternoon or a day on the boat or whatever. But when you drink every day, all day, it has nothing to do with the fun part of
yeah.
the buzz.
Yeah.
So, like my whole life is better. Like there's not one thing that's better. Everything's better.
Mm-hmm.
Even the awful things that had nothing to do with alcohol that are still present. Like alcohol is gone, but those really crummy
mm-hmm.
things that were going on, even those things are better. They're copable. They're, you know, everything is just better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just get closer and closer to that. Like, when you first get sober, you're like, I don't know. I'm just not drinking alcohol right now. Yeah, you know, I'm just taking a little break. But I get closer and closer to going, yeah, I'm probably not ever going to drink again. Like, it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But
like the enormity of saying I'm never going to drink again
yeah.
one day after drinking, like,
yes,
you've said that a million times, but also never and not really. You know, like,
yeah.
it wasn't
oh,
ever like,
never.
Oh, no, I'll just take a break. Or there was never an actual.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason why they say one day at a time is you
could
can't,
not I can't, yeah.
even fathom
Mm-mm.
giving it up,
I
especially
yeah.
at the beginning.
Yeah, especially at the beginning. But it's, I have a lot of friends who still drink. And I mean, I don't know if they have a problem or not. That's none of my business. But that it's, you know, oh my gosh, okay, because I keep saying, like, I'm just going to get through 2019, guys. Like, I'm just 2019, I'm not going to date anybody, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to do these things. And then they're like, oh, but, you know, at 12:01 on 2020, like, that's when you're coming back. And I'm just like, yeah, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's getting to that point where it's like, you've worked hard for
so
this.
So hard.
You think I'm going to celebrate by feeling like shit? No.
And especially the beginning, you have to fight so hard to not
mm-hmm.
drink.
To not drink.
That, I mean, in theory and from alcoholics that I talk to, like, it gets easier.
It
like,
does get easier.
So
yeah.
why would you want to start that all over again?
It's not a thing for me. And I've had a couple of friends, it come back to me, a couple of friends that have been like, oh, I heard so-and-so wasn't dating or drinking for the rest of the year. And I was like, did you now? Like, people are ripping me off. Like, do I need to trademark this? No boys, no booze. by Jess Hooker? Little TM trademark? What are we doing?
Or maybe flip side is they see how good it looks on you and they're jealous and they want to get in on it.
Right. Yeah. And yes, the mature me has realized that. But yeah, but the initial was just like, and I'm just like, you know what? If this thing spreads, awesome.
Right. Maybe you get a book deal out of it.
Yeah, that would be no boys, no booze. I'd just be like, hey, so
it's one chapter.
So, yeah, don't drink. And
chapter two, no boys.
No boys, which means no new boys, no old boys, no sometimes boys, no. And if you're still calling them boys, you have no business being in a relationship anyway. And you need to work through some things.
Unless you're 14.
But boys and booze just goes together.
Yeah.
I said boners and booze for a little bit, but I was like, yeah, we need to keep a PG.
Can't say that in front of the kids.
No. But there's...
How was the week? So when we went to the lake, that was like, I know that they're just from living with an alcoholic, there's lots of big events that don't seem big to other people. Mm-hmm. Were you worried at all about going?
Yeah, I was. I was worried. And then this isn't me being codependent, but I knew you were going to be there, and it's like somebody healthy safe that there's a little accountability. Mm-hmm. And the majority of our group knew that I was sober. Mm-hmm.
Some of them didn't.
But some of them didn't. I didn't realize that some of them didn't know.
There was a little bit of high school peer pressure.
A little.
Yeah, we just didn't think about saying it out loud to anyone.
I haven't been super vocal about it on social media either. I've had some people that have got caught up on our podcast that I'm close to, family and friends, and said I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that it was that bad. I had no idea that you quit drinking. I just didn't know. Mm-hmm. There's a part of you when you quit drinking and you've tried to quit drinking before that you don't tell people because it's safe to not tell anybody, because then when you go back to drinking, nobody knew.
Yeah.
But also there's a, how do I want to say this? It didn't need to be public for me.
Because it wasn't anyone else's problem.
It wasn't anybody else's problem. Like, it was something that I had to deal with, and it didn't feel necessary to make a grand gesture. If you do follow me on social media, you'll see me occasionally just put up like a number, and that's just how many days I've been sober. Because the first day that I did it, I put up a number one, and that was, for me, that was my accountability of just saying, hey, you're making this public. Let's see how this goes. Mm-hmm. But there didn't need to be this big, like, hey,
attention.
Yeah, my life is no longer manageable, and I drink every day, and I'm going to try to not do that.
I have no other options, so let's see how this goes.
Yeah, so I decided to not take that route. But like I said, there was a little bit of safety in not putting it out there. But also, like you said, it really didn't have to do with anybody else, and I needed to be able to do it on my own. Mm-hmm. So,
I'm a big fan of doing scary things and not telling anyone. Also, mm-hmm. like, I just like that.
We live in a culture that doesn't do that, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's like, how much attention am I going to gain from this? Mm-hmm. Whether it's a positive or a negative experience, but I haven't done a lot of things alone, and that's an issue for me. So to work through something like this. Like I told you, I still haven't been to an AA meeting, and I've seen Lisa twice since I've been sober. And, but that doesn't, so this is a really, really weird way to stay accountable. There have been 3 days where I was certain I was going to drink. So I don't have a sponsor. But I do have things that I do. Mm-hmm. Every day I look and see when the meetings are and where they are, and just in case, I'll go. So whenever I want to drink, I'm always like, all right, go to a meeting first, and then you can have a drink after that. If you go to a meeting, then you can have a drink.
Rationalizing.
And somebody's just like, I shared this for the first time with somebody the other day, and they were like, what? That doesn't even make sense. And I was like, yeah, I know, because if I go to a meeting, I'm not going to drink after the meeting.
Yeah.
So that's what I tell myself. Like, fine, you
just
can
wait
have
a
drink.
Little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a drink, but you're gonna go to a meeting first. And it's kind of like the same with the serenity prayer. Like, hey, just get me through this moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need that. And so that's what's kept me from not, mm-hmm. is just doing that.
Yeah. And like impulse, we'll talk about this, mm-hmm. on a future episode, but like impulse control, mm-hmm. is a huge thing. And it becomes like an obsessive thing in your brain, mm-hmm. that you've got to learn how to figure out how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's, you're just practicing a new behavior. If you want a drink, and instead of having a drink, you say a prayer or you go do something different, or instead of having the drink, because every other time you wanted a drink, you've just had a drink. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
What do you want to do instead?
Yeah. You're just creating new pathways in your brain, and it just takes a long time to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And it's all the normal times, like the first day of school, very, very emotional. Well, you know what would be good. Mm-hmm. And how many people celebrated with alcohol on the first day of school is kind of mind-boggling.
I had no idea that was a thing, to send your kids off to school and then moms just day drink all day.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't
was
know
a
people
thing.
Did it together. I mean, I knew I did it. I didn't know that people did it together.
I knew I had my own celebration.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were parties.
And I'd never really waited for the first day of school. I just did it whenever they were at school. But that, yeah, like that's a thing, and like taking pictures and posting it, and it was just like, oh man. And it goes back to that, like, I don't want to create a life that I have to escape from.
Mm-hmm.
But
and just because someone is doing that doesn't mean they have a problem with alcohol too.
No,
so like,
yeah. And I always want to say that,
like,
their experience is different, yeah. And if they can have a mimosa and chat with their friends in the morning on the first day of school, good for them.
Yeah. So like, but it just, for others, it triggers, or it feels differently. So for me, who could, if I had friends like that, that were doing that and they invited me, I might go,
uh-huh.
and then not care or drink for months after that. Mm-hmm. But you don't know who has the problem. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Like, but for me, seeing that also, like, I'm not very good with my words today. Let me see. Like, I feel extra sensitive because I know, like, every time I see someone drinking to an excess, I always think, like, but who are you hurting?
Right.
Like, I think those things because I personally have been hurt by it so much.
Who's in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish I didn't, to a degree, think that all the time, because mm-hmm. sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Just not.
So, the last time we did a podcast, we were in our front room studio, and now we are in my dining room. So if you heard some commotion in the background, that's because my brother was making his 2 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to take to work, because he works second shift, so he packs his dinner. Yeah, so yeah, that was that.
It's just a new experience.
Yeah.
We moved over the summer. We hosted our live episode, and then like that weekend we were
out.
Howdy.
Yeah.
Have you recovered from that?
Are you talking about, because I was
so angry?
Such a brat. That was, I think that was a moment. That was pretty fresh into, I wasn't even 30 days, or maybe I was just 30 days.
I don't remember what it was on that
I
episode.
I think it was, because on our last episode, I said, oh, I'm 32 days
or
something.
Oh, and I said I wanted to get you a coin at 30.
Yeah, and so I was somewhere around there, and it was, I was a little testy. I think that it was, I was a really angry that first 30 so days.
Okay.
And so that made, there were a number of things outside of the fact that I don't like to move anything ever. And I had to be sober, and there was, cause when you're drinking, there's always a reward. Everything you do is like, oh, but then I can drink afterwards. And then it kind of starts like, oh, you don't want to do this? Well, you could be drunk while you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing things I didn't want to do, and there was no drunk during, there was no drunk after. I was very upset about it.
You were just feeling emotions that you had to feel instead of forget about,
yes.
And that was pissing you off.
It was. I was fuzzy. Yeah. So, no, I've recovered from the move. There's still a couple things that are in the garage that we just aren't going to need to use until we have a guest or something. But, yeah, it's okay. Do you miss it? Because you kind of got a new job. There was a lot of things at once, right?
Yeah. Well, I started a new job in February, and it's kind of just like slowly picked up speed.
Oh, okay.
And so that by May, I was working 20 hours a week. So as we kind of like winded down the school year, working in the office, like I was there a lot because I was doing a lot of hours, and it was just easier to work there than at home. Mm-hmm. This summer, you know, being home with the girls kind of got me in a new schedule.
Yeah. And you've always had summers off.
This is the very first summer I've ever had to work. In college I was working.
Right.
But other than that, so a couple weeks ago I was talking to some people because we were on like a summer schedule, and I was at the end of July, I was like, well, are we done with the summer schedule? Because, you know, summer's over. And everyone was like, what?
Yeah.
Summer's not over. We still have like two more months. And I was like, oh, sorry. I still consider summer as just the break from school as opposed to the weather.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. That's how I mean.
Yeah. I refer to summer as when we're not in school.
Yeah.
But a lot of people outside of the educational world.
Right.
It's summer is a season and it's not a calendar.
Right.
So that was a new experience for me. So, but the girls being home for 2 months, I got into a routine of working early in the morning before they got up. And so when school started in August, I was used to working at home again. So it kind of forced me to begin working at home again. And it's been fine since then.
It's good.
Yeah.
And you guys got a new camper.
We did. So at the end of season 5, my husband briefly touched on him doing some damage to our camper that ended up being a total loss. We can get into that story another time.
Mm-hmm.
But we took our insurance money and bought a really nice new camper. Really nice new camper. So we've had it, I don't know, almost a month at this point. We've camped in it twice. We're getting ready to go again. Yeah, it all worked out, but not without lots of stuff. So, we got a new camper. We spent all summer camping. Like, we were gone constantly, if not every other weekend, every third weekend, or, like, 4th of July. We'd take off a Friday and go. We spent a lot of this summer camping, and it was just really, it was really good because the last summer, I don't know if we ever talked about this on the podcast, but the rental property that we suddenly had to rehab in 2 months, and
that
it took up our whole summer.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't camp at all. We didn't get to leave. We didn't get to do anything fun because of the just time constraint and how much money we were bleeding the longer we held that house. So last summer of 2018 felt like such a wash that 2019 was just like,
we're making up for it.
Yeah. Our kitchen tile needs grout. We'll wait 3 months to do it. I don't care at all. Like, the tile is up, but those little spacers that you put still, in the tile, it's still up on above the oven. I need to order blinds for the kitchen. We need to order an exhaust for the stove. Like, just things that I was just like, well, it gets cold and we can't camp anymore. I'll figure out what's going on with this kitchen. But until then, I don't care.
No, thanks.
Yeah. So that was good. Now everybody's back in school. I know, like, time-wise, this is coming out in September, but we're recording in August.
Mm-hmm.
Kids have been back in school a couple weeks at this point. I'm taking August off from Instagram.
Yes.
Which is interesting in that it's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, interesting in a way that I don't miss it at all. And kind of when you referenced, well, at 12:01 on January 1st, 2020, you'll have a drink. I'm already thinking, like, September 1st, I don't want to get back on Instagram.
Mm-mm.
Like, I don't want to wake up on that first day of September and log into Instagram. I really like that I'm not on there.
Mm-hmm.
The people I care about, I still care about and talk about or talk to in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one account that I follow that has a dog that my children and I love.
Yeah.
And a girl that I'm friends with on Instagram, who I have shared my love of this dog before, she commented on a blog post last week that the dog got a baby brother.
Oh.
and they're corgis, and his name is Butter. The dog that we love is Butters, and the account is Damn Delicious. It's actually a food. She's a she creates recipes and does cookbooks, but she has a corgi named Butters, and we love Butters so much. And last week we were driving to Fort Wayne for the weekend, and I read her comment and said that Butters got a baby brother corgi named Cartman, and I almost started crying because I just wanted to get on Instagram so bad to see this dog.
Have you not?
No, I haven't.
Also, you haven't logged in even like on your PC.
What? No, everything's gone.
I thought you just took it off your phone.
I haven't been. I deleted Instagram. How? You can't log into Instagram on your PC.
You can't.
No.
Oh, I use a giant iPad as my computer, so I've logged, I've taken it off my phone and just, kept that here.
I have not touched, seen, or anything on Instagram since July.
I'm looking him up.
Butters and Cartman. And so I just, we were driving to Fort Wayne, and Chris, I know, it's just a fat little corgi puppy. So I, almost started hyperventilating. I was just so, I just love dogs so much. And Chris you can't do it. And I was like, I know I can't do it. But then last night, Ellie was like, when are you going to get back on Instagram? We need to see Butters. You're looking at, you're such a horrible person.
They're so cute.
It's a baby.
You haven't seen him?
No, I haven't. How would I see it? When I say I got rid of Instagram, I haven't touched anything Instagram related since July.
If I hold my phone and show you.
Just show me Butters, baby brother.
Okay, this is Cartman. You ready?
So excited. Flop down and everything.
He's adorable.
I love him so much.
Yeah, he is really, really adorable. Here, just to give you a little of both. Yeah. It's Butters and Cartman. I know.
So they used to live in California, and it's just this lady, I forget her name, had Butters, and then she fell in love with a guy. Stop showing me pictures. He has his own bandana with his name on it.
Yeah, he's pretty adorable.
So Butter's mom fell in love with this guy, and so they're engaged. But he's from Indianapolis.
Oh, really?
And they just moved to Chicago to be closer to his family.
Yeah, that's what she's... Yeah, I'm seeing this
so now. They're in Chicago now. They come to Indianapolis all the time. They, for the past, 2 years, have done the turkey...
The drumstick dash,
with Butters. And so
you could possibly meet Butters live and in person.
Yeah, I even checked to see if they were going to be there last November, but they were going to be out of town. But if they're coming back in November, I would do the drumstick dash just so I could meet Butters and Cartman. So at night, before the girls would go to bed, we would watch their video, their Instagram stories, because it's just the dog. She says it's a food account with just pictures of dogs.
And now Butters and Cartman have their own?
I used to follow Butters' account, so now maybe she changed it to Butters and Cartman.
Yeah, it's Butters. Is that what it is? It Butters used to be Corgi Graham.
Yeah, it used to be Butters. Okay,
and
Graham.
Yeah, but now it's Butters, and it just it's both of them.
I just saw his face again.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, his ear just does that all the time.
It's not the same cor. Oh, it looks like his eye's lazy.
I know a little bit.
I love a lazy dog eye.
He is 11 weeks old today.
Oh.
I don't know what he is, though.
He doesn't look like a corgi.
He's not the color of a corgi, but he looks like the size of a corgi.
Maybe he's a little mix.
Two corgi brothers. They're brothers. Uh-huh. I mean, they're not brothers, but, you know.
They are brothers.
They are related somehow, because we flew from Chicago to Sacramento to drive to Colfax to bring home a brother for Butters. Please meet Cartman. Butters' dad is Cartman's grandpa. So they're cousins.
Butters' dad is... Cartman's grandpa. Butters is his uncle.
No, yeah.
Nope.
No, you're right. No, maybe they...
I need to do a little family tree.
Mm-hmm, maybe we do. Check this later. So
Cartman. Dad.
Butters' dad.
Butters' dad.
Is Cartman's grandpa.
Oh, I just drew that backwards.
Stand by. Please. Sorry. This is very important.
This is what's called compelling podcasting. Mm-hmm. Butters' dad had who? Butters?
Butters' dad had Butters.
Okay.
Butters' dad's son had Cartman, if that makes Cartman
okay,
Butters'
so there's
dad's
a
grandpa.
Brother.
Yeah.
And then Cartman.
Yeah.
So Butters is Cartman's uncle.
Okay.
Uncle Butters.
Uncle Butters. Oh, this just keeps getting cuter.
I have not cared at all that I didn't have Instagram, but this is going to kill me.
Oh. Do you want me to screenshot this and send it so the girls can see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just give me a little. Well, because we were driving to Fort Wayne. The girls had the headphones on watching a movie. I tried to keep my life together when I read this comment. And Chris said, you can't tell the girls. You can't tell them. So, like, all day, we're, like, doing all kinds of fun stuff. And all I keep thinking is, don't tell the girls about Cartman. Don't tell the girls about Cartman.
Oh.
But if I have a picture, that will be enough.
Okay. All right. I'll send these to you. Oh. Wow. This is Damn Delicious is a great food account. I think I might follow her. Because I did something different. I just unfollowed everybody on. And because I kind of still have to post a little bit of content for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just unfollowed everybody. But then that means you just go to the popular page and scroll
see.
Through people you don't know.
Yeah.
Which
and that's
doesn't
what
help.
I can't, like, I have to be back in September. Like, business-wise,
right.
Like, the things that I'm required to do, the I don't know, just the way I earn money in a living, I have to be on Instagram because that's where people are. So I will be back. Like,
but it's been really nice.
It's just
you
been
might
really
do this more often. Maybe
yeah.
again, like around Christmas.
Or like some people delete Instagram on the weekends and then
well,
like
that's a good idea.
Just like to have a little break. I don't know. It's just been really nice. And I've also been thinking like there are some people I follow that I would like to unfollow when I come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just send a couple messages to people and be like, hey, nothing personal, but I don't want to follow you anymore.
Yeah. Really?
Like two girls specifically that would notice if I unfollowed them.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I've been thinking through that too. Like,
huh?
I have, I think two or three people that I follow, but I have muted them because I don't actually want to see their things, but I don't want them to think I.
It's not personal. You're not. It's not because you don't. Well, maybe it is because you don't want to see it.
I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Besides, like, why would I just not unfollow someone as opposed to mute them?
There is. There's just a lot of feelings attached to
yeah.
that. And people, there's a lot of worth tied to that number of followers
yeah.
for some people. And it kind of sucks, but.
I just had someone that I was in what I thought was a friendship with let me know that we are not friends and that she showed some really ugly parts of herself maybe in the spring. And I've had enough time to sit back and be like, man, I just don't want you around.
Oh, wow.
So, I don't know.
Well, you've got,
what day
today? Today's the 21st. You got some days to think
I
through
got like
it.
10 days.
10 days to think through it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
See how that goes.
Do you want to?
What are we doing? What's coming up? Should we brief our
well,
friends?
Well, let me tell you what's not coming up.
Okay.
Any more book clubs?
No, yeah. Mary nicks the book clubs. Per Mary's suggestion, the numbers just weren't coming through for us, guys.
Man, like we did, I think we did two or three seasons of book clubs, one episode dedicated to talking about a book, and we enjoyed it. We do it. We talk about books that we're reading often. We do it a lot in actually just the course of an episode. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep doing that. But just looking at, like, as a teacher, we do data-driven instruction. So we teach kids based on what the data is telling us they need or don't need. And as a podcaster, we don't often look at statistics because a lot of what we're doing is just what we like to do. And we're doing it for the love of just, like, conversation and being creative, but when I do look at the numbers, those are always the lowest downloaded episodes. So mm-hmm. what that's telling us is that people don't care about the book chats as much, which is fine. So let's stop doing them. Mm-hmm. So last season, we had a book that we were told you we were going to talk about, and then we never talked about it. So
maybe it'll come back later as like a just something that we bring up, and yeah, but maybe not. And since no one's the boss of us, we get to do whatever we want, and we're done with book clubs.
We're done with book club, but we'll still talk about books.
Oh yeah, probably. Like the very next episode that you're going to hear is gonna, we're going to be using books. Like we use them often as inspiration or I don't know supplemental material and reference, but we don't need to spend a whole, unless it's something really. It's just something we want to do as opposed to something we have to do.
What is a non-self-help book that you read this summer that you loved? After this Diet Pepsi break.
Dramatic pause. Oh, man, I've been telling everyone to read this book. It's called Ask Again, Yes by Mary Beth Keane.
Great name.
Shut up.
Ask again,
yes. So ask again, comma, yes, by Mary Beth Keane.
Okay.
And it's fiction. I randomly, so I'm a sucker for the books that they have displayed on the shelves at the library.
As soon as you like, walk in, you're like,
I will look at all the ones you set up in this nice, neat row. Like, I am your demographic for pretty displayed books. And I just picked it up. I had heard nothing about it. Didn't even, I read the inside, but didn't really understand what it was going to be about besides like, it's a two generational family.
Okay.
Like in the suburbs of New York and, oh geez.
Yeah.
It just was a beautiful and hard, steeped in addiction and healing and hurts and family trauma and just, so many things that hit home for my life. And
right.
I felt like in a way, at the end of it, I just felt like she had to know, she had to have been living a similar life to me. How could she have written that so well?
Mm-hmm.
Like she told, I've never read anything that felt more like real life to my story than what she wrote. Like I was overwhelmed at times and had to stop because I was like, this is too real. This is too real. Like the way she was describing things, the secrets, the mental illness of a mom and a dad and how that has affected the son that then a girl marries and then the secrets that he brings with him. Like it is just,
you're giving me goosebumps.
It was a really, really beautiful story, but it was really hard too.
Yeah.
I'm telling everyone to read it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What about you?
I read Love Story for probably the 25th time. That's just my go-to. It's like a palate cleanser. You know, like when you're in the candle store and you need to sniff some coffee beans?
Or like eat the ginger.
Or eat the ginger. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love Story is my coffee bean.
Mm-hmm.
So I just read that again.
Yeah, you explained. So this is our third week back. So we came back. We're recording on Wednesdays now. We came back 3 weeks ago to get back to work. And it took us 3 weeks to actually record something. Because we were like, okay, well, that was nice. Next week we'll record. Yeah. Like, so last week when we were pretending to get ready to record, you told me about this book and I had never heard about it.
Mm-hmm. You're familiar like with the cover art and that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty famous.
It's just like old school love story sort of, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But yeah, that's all. I've in the middle of a lot of other things. We all do have a stack on our nightstand and what do we feel like reading tonight? And usually
the
I make
one that
myself,
makes you not think.
Yes, and that's what it was. I usually read and I kind of make myself read a chapter of something before I get to do my Sudoku. So.
Oh my gosh. Why do you always have to pay with something hard before you just get to do fun things?
I don't know.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
like you
I'm
have
not
to
deserving.
Earn. Yeah.
That's something I think that's going to come up in the next episode, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so I just, when the weather gets warm, I lay off the self-help and I just start reading like chick lit, just good storytelling fiction, scary stories, like just things that as an English major, I would say are a little light and fluffy, but like I have no shame about just consuming.
I think that's what the summer's for. Yeah.
Just enjoyable. I want to read books that would make me stay up all night.
Yeah.
On vacation, or like consume a book on the beach. Just, I'll get back to self-help in the fall when the weather turns cold. Like my soul.
Well, what else? We've hinted around about the next episode. What else are we going to talk about this season?
Is that a setup to tell you about the next episode? I don't know.
We don't have to tell about the next episode.
I'll
we could just say
all through my list.
Yeah, let's just flip through the list that you brought because mine is in the car.
You live here. Why is yours in the car?
Because I just have like a I was at the
office. Your briefcase?
Kind of. Because I have a couple of notebooks, and usually I forget what's in which notebook, and I have a notebook that I take to the station, and it's full of all of my stuff for that. And there may have been a time where they got crossed, and so now I just carry both of them everywhere.
All right, what are we talking about? We are going to talk about kids and brains and play and how schools are kind of doing away with a lot of the play learning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to.
And how our communities are kind of supplementing that play in other ways. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to bring Lauren from Renovate Your Plate back. We have some concerns and questions that we want to talk to. We had lots of really good feedback from the last time she was here. And I think we just need the next level of discussion. Mm-hmm. So that would also be a signal if you have something you want to ask Lauren on an upcoming episode, if you want to email us or reach out on social media or Facebook or whatever and let us know if you have a question you would like us to ask, because she'll be back. We're going to talk about codependency and its sibling. It's Uncle Butters, Adult Children of Alcoholics.
Yeah.
And do a couple parts about grief and death, and then grief in life, meaning grieving things outside of a loss of someone. Mm-hmm. And I also have written down here, we're going to talk about gun violence and mass shootings, and not probably the way that you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. This is not politically geared.
No, we're not going to talk about gun control or things like that. We are actually going to be using a reference book called Love Over Fear when we address that. So that's coming up.
And then, you know, we always leave some open spots for topics that just kind of organically come up, and those end up usually being some of my favorite episodes. So I look forward to the conversations we have planned and what they're going to lead to.
Yeah. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, me too.
Any last thoughts before we go?
No, let's get this party started.
All right. See you next week.
You've been listening to Not Terrible with Jess Hooker and Mary Graham. Connect with the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Not Terrible Podcast. Visit them at notterriblepodcast.com for show notes and additional content. You can sign up for their newsletter to receive bonus episodes and podcast extras. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast provider. Not Terrible is recorded in conjunction with The Chick McGee Show and Off the Air Podcast. Recorded in the Front Room Studio, this has been a Waco production.